Part A, Continued. Lesson 4, Seeking the Gift of Charity. Toward the end of Jesus' mortal ministry, he said to his disciples, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." John chapter 13, verse 34. This was an important admonition for gospel teachers then, and it is important for gospel teachers today. The Apostle Paul emphasized the need for charity, or the pure love of Christ. "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. If you have Christ-like love, you will be better prepared to teach the gospel. You will be inspired to help others know the Savior and follow Him. What can you do to receive the gift of charity? Charity is a gift that you can receive as you pray to be filled with love, as you give service, and as you look for the good in others. Pray to be filled with love. The prophet Mormon admonished, "Charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever, and whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with him. Wherefore pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart, that ye may be filled with this love." Moroni chapter 7, verses 47 through 48. You may not feel the pure love of Christ immediately or all at once in answer to your prayers, but as you live righteously and continue to pray sincerely and humbly for this blessing, you will receive it. Give service. We grow to love people as we serve them, when we set aside our own interests for the good of another in the pattern set by the Savior, we become more receptive to the Spirit. As you pray for those you teach, ponder their needs, and prepare lessons, your love for them will increase. For other ways to serve the people you teach, see Reaching Out to the One, pages 35 through 36. Look for the good in others. As you discover the good qualities in others, you will grow in your understanding of them as children of God. The Spirit will confirm the truth of your discoveries about them, and you will appreciate and love them more. End of Lesson 4, Section A, Seeking the Gift of Charity.